This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Combat flashback for the markets.
You want to be greedy when others are fearful, and you want to be fearful when others are greedy. It's that simple.
2008 is when investor guru Warren Buffett gave that advice. He's lost enough money since then to finance a few failing states, auto companies, what have you. As some investors look back into the abyss this morning, we contemplate the greedy, the fearful, the unemployed, and the soon-to-be. A distinct impression of recession depression. Mood swings and dollar signs. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. So the question is, how black is this Friday going to be? You know, gold could actually cross $1,700 an ounce while we're on the air this morning. Let's hope not. It's Friday, August 5th. Celeste is out today. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. And we're talking about economic woes all around the world this morning. Asian markets have fallen and European markets opened with a steep sell-off amid worldwide concerns about debt and troubled economic leadership. The Dow was down more than 512 points yesterday in Wall Street's worst one-day points decline since the end of the financial crisis, going back to 2008. Ted Weisberg, a trader with Seaport Securities, says it's a problem of uncertainty.
Right now, there's no question that investors have basically said, you can keep the cheese, let me out of the trap. So much of stock markets are based on confidence and clarity, and there's very little confidence at the moment.
Choose your metaphor. A monthly jobs report out later this morning isn't expected to offer much consolation. Economists expect the unemployment rate to remain unchanged at 9.2%. They estimate that just 90,000 jobs were added last month, not sufficient to maintain growth. Kenneth Polcari of ICAP Equity says this could mean more market losses.
You can sense, you can feel the tone in the market that it's not over yet, you know, that it could in fact get a little bit worse.
All three major stock market indices have already fallen 10% or more from their most recent highs. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the European debt crisis today. And President Obama addresses veterans in Washington's Navy Yard later this morning. He's expected to unveil a proposal to give thousands of dollars in tax credits to companies that hire unemployed veterans. The Senate is expected to approve a stopgap deal to end that FAA two-week shutdown. The bipartisan compromise extends the Federal Aviation Administration's operating authority through mid-September. No word on whether Congress will offer payback to the 4,000 FAA workers furloughed for 2 weeks. The shutdown has cost the government about $400 million in uncollected airline ticket taxes. Activists say Syrian troops have killed more than 100 people now over the past 24 hours in the city of Hama, doubling their previous estimate. Government tanks still in control of the city's center square, phone lines, internet access, and electricity still cut off. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says President Bashar Assad's regime is responsible for more than 2,000 deaths, all told, in the crackdown. Clinton is also calling on Islamic militants in Somalia to allow aid groups unrestricted access to the most vulnerable famine victims.
Al-Shabaab militants have deliberately blocked the delivery of food assistance in an area of south central Somalia.
The Red Cross is asking for $86 million more dollars in aid money now. Thailand's parliament has elected Yingluck Shinawatra, the country's first female prime minister today. Her win comes a month after her party took a landslide victory in national elections. A Texas jury has convicted polygamist leader Warren Jeffs on child sexual assault charges for what his church called spiritual marriages with young brides. He could face life in prison. And the NFL is officially back in business. Players ratified that new 10-year collective bargaining agreement. Among other things, the agreement opens the door for the NFL to become the first major sports league to test for human growth hormone as part of its employment contract. Asian markets and European indices are down this morning, as we mentioned. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts on a very negative note at 11,383. The S&P opens at 1,200. The Nasdaq opens at 2,207. Gold is on fire this morning, way up Oil is trading down. Treasury bills are trading up. That's just an indication of the sort of panic trends that we're following this morning. Coming up today would have been the 100th birthday of America's favorite redhead, Lucille Ball. She transformed American comedy, was something of a feminist. We're going to talk about it later on in the hour. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's get Louise Story's take on what happened yesterday on the market.